Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. If you have been frustrated, and I know you have, with Fox News, and you've been frustrated with politicians, especially Rhino Republicans, or just Republicans who refuse to stand up and do anything about our overthrown election and what is happening in America all around us and all your constitutional rights, and you are frustrated, well, goodness gracious, this is the show for you, because I am going to do this to try to help you. I know, I see it, I hear from you. I know there is tons of frustration out there. I will report on the stolen election, and I will give you new information, and I get the frustration, and I'm on your side where I'm saying the Republicans aren't going to do jack squat about it in the end. I mean, we're going to prove it, and some good ones are fighting and trying, some, but they are a minority within the Republican Party. And of course, if things were reversed, the Democrats would have already had this all set and done, and their guy would have been reinstated. They would have never allowed their guy to be overthrown and in a stolen election. They would have never. When we win legitimately, they lie and do fake investigations and say that our president is a Russian agent and lie about it. Could you imagine if there was actually a Republican president that actually did steal an election, what the Democrats would do? Folks, that's the difference, and you're frustrated with it. Well, the Republicans have to do it legally is the problem. Democrats don't care about laws, and they don't do anything legally anymore. So that's the other thing. The Constitution doesn't matter to the Democrat Party. You're frustrated by that. I understand, and you need to vent, and you need someone to vent at them. And I send a lot of my stuff at prominent people, so be happy. Some people who will not like me because I'm putting them in their place in this video, I hope they can watch it all the way through. I challenge them. I pray that God gives them the courage to stick all the way through this, because some of them will want to run, because they're not going to want to hear the truth when they know it's about them. We know that Mitch McConnell is a traitor to the Republican Party, and you're seeing it right before your eyes. And look, the rhinos always backstab us. Then you have the whole stolen election and what Fox News has refused to do, censoring by omission and refusing to even mention the stolen election. They don't allow Mike Lindell on the air. They don't allow any Republican who would even dare mention the election was stolen, or how about the audits in Arizona? Nothing on Fox News. They won't cover it at all. They don't say anything that we have proven that the election was stolen in Arizona. We have just broke news just yesterday about Wisconsin and the stolen election in Wisconsin, and tons of information showing that the election was stolen in Wisconsin. Nothing. Zip. In fact, I haven't heard anyone really report on that yet. I'm sure people will at some point. You're frustrated. You're going to get even more frustrated when I play you this. And look, I would say Tucker Carlson is the best guy at Fox News. But Fox News and conservative talk show hosts need to wake up. The frustration is going to build, and a backlash is coming against them, and they think they've already seen the backlash, and they have not. I know it. I'm feeling your frustration, and I'm on your side. I talk about the stolen election. I say everything others won't say, and I feel your frustration. They don't know how frustrated you are. They need to know. And when I saw this, I just was like, oh no, this is not good. Now, Tucker's a great guy. I love Tucker. He fights the most. He's always like right on the edge of talking about the stolen election, but he never does, because they're afraid of lawsuits. It's all about legal action. They've been told that they're going to get sued, and they think they're doing something good by not talking about it, when they're not doing something good. They're failing America completely. They have let America down. Tucker is the best of the best. He is a great guy. I like him a lot. I know a lot of you do too. But Tucker, if you know you're being censored, that you can't talk about the stolen election, you're too smart to not know the election was stolen. I know you know it was. Everybody knows. Then you can't make statements like this. But I understand the context is, it's 25 years of Fox News. He's talking nice about Fox News. Fox News in the past has done tremendous, wonderful things. He's 100% right. That is not the Fox News of today. I'm sorry. Even though there's still good people there doing wonderful things like Tucker himself, he shouldn't have said this. I don't think he understands the frustration that's out there. Watch.
But over the years, the single most important quality, the quality that has allowed this channel to continue and thrive for a quarter century, is courage. The belief that we are doing something important by letting people talk. Lachlan Murdoch has taken over. Suzanne Scott, Jay Wallace running it day to day. The one thing they have in common, in addition to being really nice people, is that they are totally committed to the freedom of speech. Do they agree with everything we say on this show or other shows? We have no idea. They've never told us. What we do know is that they have a bedrock, unshakable belief that the First Amendment is real and that we are the living embodiment of it. You can tell the truth on Fox News, period.
All right. Tucker, that's not true. And I can prove it. Talk about Mike Lindell. And how come you didn't cover the cyber symposium? He invited Fox News. Why didn't you cover it? Talk about the stolen election in Arizona. Talk about the stolen election at all. You can't tell the truth on Fox News, and you can't even have guests that say that on Fox News. There have been people who want to be guests that used to be guests all the time on Fox News, and they're not allowed to be on Fox News anymore. And Tucker's a great guy. I know what he's trying to say, but it's not the truth. And I call out lies wherever I see him, even people that I love. I love Tucker. But that's going to tick a lot of people off because we know it's not true. And all you have to do is prove me wrong, Tucker. Talk about the stolen election then. Really? You're all about truth? Talk about the election audits. Have Mike Lindell on as a guest so he can talk about everything he has found with his election machines and, well, the going blink on it, the cyber packets and all the stuff he exposed at his cyber symposium. Have him on, give him an entire hour and do an interview with Mike Lindell. If you're free, Tucker, and you can say anything you want on Fox News and they support freedom of speech, do that. And I will praise you to the hilt. And I'm picking Tucker specifically because I could pick any Fox News host I want. I'm picking Tucker because Tucker is so close to actually doing it. It's because I actually have belief in Tucker. Tucker, I believe in you. You know what the sad thing is? I don't believe Sean Hannity ever would. I can't believe that I have to say that. I hope Sean proves me wrong. I used to think Sean would always do something like this. But as I've been watching, Tucker's the one that's close. Sean doesn't even seem to be close. So I don't know what that is. I don't know why that is. I have no idea, folks. But here's why you're all frustrated. You saw Lou Dobbs talk about the stolen election, and what did Fox News do? They went and fired him when he was number one. Number one. And you saw him do that. And Fox News, you have failed America. The reason why I say you have failed America is because now, I don't care what you've done in the past, we are at the moment where it matters the most, and when it mattered the most, an election being stolen, an overthrow of our entire, what you would say democracy, but it's really a republic, an overthrow of our entire republic being overthrown, and you participated in helping in it, and we saw what you did on election night. You were part of it. You were part of covering up. You were holding states back, waiting for the Democrats to steal it. You had people in the know of the stolen election and what was going to happen, and America saw it. And that's why they, the ones that were smart that could see it, not everyone saw it and understood, but there was a huge chunk that said, I'm going to Newsmax. That's why there was a huge lead, because they all saw, oh my gosh, Fox News is part of it. Oh my gosh. That's what happened. You failed America. And I know, Tucker, you still work at Fox News, so you can't say this, so I'll say it on your behalf. Fox News is not Fox News of even 5 years ago. Fox News is a propagandist machine when it comes to helping Biden look legitimate. You complain about the crap that he does while you ignore the elephant in the room, which is Biden stealing the election, That's the elephant in the room. And he's dumping crap right in your living room. And you complain about that there's flies. Look at, we got an infest of flies here. And you report on the flies. And everyone's saying, it's the stinking elephant in the room you need to get rid of. And then you don't have to worry about the flies or the dung on the floor. That's what you're doing, Fox News. So you keep attacking the crap that's on the floor and the flies flying around. And we're saying, you can't fix that problem if you don't admit that there's a giant elephant in the room, and that's the stolen election. And until you do, you're useless. You're not doing anything. And that is a huge frustration for all of us. It's a frustration for me. I'm sure it's a frustration for you. Then you have your politicians. You have your rhino Republicans who tell you one thing and do another and have done it your whole life. But it could be Democrats too, but your globalist Republicans, they fail you. They backstab you. We prove that the election was stolen, and they knew it was at the time. And you see Republicans participating in the stealing of the election. In Georgia, you can tell the Secretary of State and the governor participating in trying to oust Donald Trump in an illegal stealing of the election. You have China, who has hacked our machines. We know this. Fox News won't cover it. Your politicians act like it didn't happen. Your own Republicans, only a fraction of them are trying to do something, and they're frustrated like us because the Republican Party knows for sure that Arizona was stolen. There's no decertification. It should have been decertified yesterday. They're never going to do it. We all know because we've been backstabbed our whole lives by these Republican wimps. They don't deserve your money. Don't ever donate to another Republican unless they are willing to say the election was stolen. That should be automatic. If you go publicly and constantly and go in front of the media and say the election was stolen, you can donate to those people. Any Republican that refuses to say that the election was stolen, Joe Biden's illegitimate, Arizona was won by Donald Trump, and Michael Lindell has proven that all five swing states were manipulated through hacking and Donald Trump actually won the election. We know this for a fact. If you can't say that, you don't deserve a dime. You don't deserve a dime. And any Republican that gets mad at me, that you're part of the Republican committees, and I'll send it to some of you. I want you to see it. If you get mad at me for that, you're the scum. You shouldn't be mad at me. You should be agreeing with me. You should be saying, yeah, and I need to take this and send it to all the Republicans that I know. If you're part of the Republican Party, you should be, yeah, I'm frustrated too. If you're not frustrated, then you're the problem. And we don't like you. Leave the Republican Party now. Because either the Republican Party turns good or America's dead. And in fact, the odds are there's too many wimpy Republicans that won't turn good. And the Republican Party probably already is dead. We're not going to have fair elections. There is no 2022 or 2024. We'll wait till 2022. Really? Why? The elections are rigged. Oh, well, maybe in some areas they haven't rigged the small. And I know when you're talking about House seats, okay, folks, it's harder to rig. It's easier to do the statewide elections because you can trim votes throughout the entire state and hide your cheating. So you might have Republicans pick up seats in the 2022 election, but you're not going to get as many as I would think. You wouldn't get as many as you think because in some of the areas, they'll rig the election. Why wouldn't they? They've gotten away with it. You've done nothing to stop them. Nothing's changed. You haven't gotten rid of election machines, have you? Is it going to be a paper ballot count? I mean, if you switch it to all paper, no machines, then in 2022, the Republicans would win in a massive landslide. Now think about this. The Republicans would win in a massive landslide in 2022, bigger than ever seen before in the history of America, if we fixed our election systems to just simply be paper only. They would win because then we could catch them cheating and stuffing the ballots much easier because we could really have our poll watchers. American citizens could actually prevent the stealing of the election because we know politicians never will. We would prevent it. But with the machines, we can't prevent it. We can have as many poll watchers as we want. We can't prevent it because the machines can be hacked and rigged. And it's not even the machines themselves. The transfer data points. Michael Lindell has proven all of this. And that the Republican Party, Why wouldn't you want to fix this problem? You would be in massive power, yet they don't want the power. Either there is a spiritual blindness that has come over them because God has removed his protection from America, and America's going to destruction is what's happening. We're seeing it right before our eyes. And the Republican Party is to blame, and Fox News is to blame. The number one and number two culprits of America's destruction is the Republican Party rhinos. Not all the Republicans, there's plenty of good Republicans, but they are a minority, sadly. So the wimpy or the rhino Republicans are to blame, and Fox News is to blame for allowing a communist overthrow, an overthrow of our elections, of America. You allowed it, you're to blame. Why am I not blaming the Democrats? Because my whole life, I knew Democrats cheated. My whole life, I've known the Democrats want to bring down America and turn it into a socialist communist state. I've known that since I was a little kid. You should have known that. And if you didn't know that, what the heck are you doing in politics or working at Fox News if you don't even know that? You don't know that? You haven't known that? You did know that. And you don't care because somebody is lining your pockets with money. And money is your God, not the God of salvation, Jesus Christ. And Jesus is going to judge you for what you've done. Here is the wrath that you can't sit through. God sees what you're doing. You got away with nothing. The stolen election, and those of you who sit by and do nothing, you're participating in it on purpose by not doing it. God gave you authority to do something about it. God gave me authority to do a show that can reach other people, and I'm using it properly. What are you doing? He gave you political power. He gave you that authority, and you're throwing it in the trash and saying, screw you, God, I won't stand up for good. Why'd you put me here? You should have put someone else up here who's so much better than me. That's what God should have done, but God didn't. He put you there because he's testing you. He wants to see if you'll actually do something, and you won't. At least a lot of you haven't. Some of you will. Some of you have. But most of you have not, and God did it to judge you. Do you not understand? If you work at Fox News, you are not the average Joe. You have power. God gave you that power, and for you to allow America to be overthrown by a communist state and you sit by and do nothing, God put you there to do something about it. You are neglecting truth. That's how I know God will judge you for it. When you don't stand on the side of truth, and you stand on the side of lies and wickedness, you are standing against God. You will stand before God for what you are doing. You have gotten away with jack squat. And if you think getting money in your pockets is good, who cares? America is going to be destroyed because of you guys, and it won't matter at all. Chaos is coming. We're already seeing the signs of an economic collapse coming, but there is going to be an attack on America because the communists who have overthrown our country and you did nothing about it are bringing America down. And these idiots who don't even know, they think they're going to get a communist utopia, don't know that when you weaken America's military, you weaken America's people, you weaken its economy, you bring it all down, there is Islamic terrorists and Russia sitting there salivating, ready to blow America up. When you weaken America to the point where it's in chaos, they're going to strike. You're not getting your paradise. You're not getting what you think is going to happen. Why is that going to happen? That's God. God is going to let the enemies do it, and he's going to let them strike right where you live. That's what he's going to do. Do you not know that? No, you don't know that. Wake up. If you don't stand up now, no one's going to feel sorry for you. We're not going to feel sorry for you. You don't have our back. How can we have your back when I have warned you and warned you and warned you and warned you? And not just me, the American people. We have told you. We told you what we want you to do. We've told Fox News. We gave you ratings. We watched you. We've given you an amount of power to fight evil. And the fact you do nothing, you will be judged. And we're not the ones that have to do it. God's going to do it. Now, for all of you who are good Republicans, for all of you who have stood up to the corruption and the overthrow of America, and you have stood as strong as you can, even though these punks don't have your back for some reason, you would never want to go in a foxhole with people who work at Fox News or in a foxhole with politicians because they don't have your back, clearly. But for those of you who have stood up and you stared this crap in your face, let alone, I haven't even talked about the unconstitutional vaccines that they don't have your back on that either. But you people who have stood up, God sees what you're doing. And I pray that God, and I know God will actually, have a supernatural protection for those who have done so. That there will be a remnant that God will choose to survive the calamity that is coming upon America. And that remnant, may God bless and protect all the way through. You deserve it. But the others, they don't deserve it. We cannot get too teary-eyed when it all happens. They didn't care. They didn't listen. They didn't care about us then. We can't worry about it. I mean, it's terrible. It's awful what is coming. It's mind-blowing, actually. But understand, you can only be responsible between you and God and what you are doing and what God sees you are doing. And you can't make other people do the right thing. Worry about that and get people to repent. Warn people, get as many people. Why am I doing this? Why am I offending people? To wake them up, to get them to be prepared before all of this happens, or to prevent it from happening. That would be nice. That would be really nice. We need a revival to prevent it from happening, a turn back to God. I don't know. I don't see it, folks. I'll be honest, I don't see that happening. I did this show not for me, honestly. I was going to do something else, and I was reading some comments on Gab and Getter as well. And I was seeing the frustration of, you know, reporting on the stolen election and what we're finding in these audits and canvases. And people are so frustrated. So what's it matter? They're not going to do anything. And this is for you. I said, you know what? How many people are going to do a show like this? How many people are going to do that for you? If you know people who need to vent over this, and they need to know that someone is venting publicly for them, and I don't care who you send it to, because I'm not a wuss. Send it to anyone you want. I stand by my words. I don't hide. I'm right here. So that's what I want you guys to do, is to wake people up. Hopefully they turn to God. Get right with God. It's the most important thing, because it's coming, folks. I'll tell you, this is what you need to know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Please check out thenewamerican.com as well. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine, and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.